The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids.
Season greetings, Mark.
Shut up, Michael Lane Jr., Mark Davila.
Season greetings.
Yes, it's Thanksgiving, apparently.
Season's greetings.
Eating turkey.
You don't want to offend anybody. You have to say season's greetings.
I don't think anyone listening will care.
You know what's the weird, the ironic thing about all these stores? You're like, we got to put season's greetings so we don't offend anybody.
If you had like a sign that said Merry Christmas... Like a Jewish guy or an...
irony is they're offending more people by putting season greetings than if they put Merry Christmas.
No, people aren't really offended. They're just annoyed.
No, dude.
No, I know there's a movement of people, you're trying to take away Christmas.
I see the bumper stickers all the time or whatever, you know.
Take the Christ out of Christmas.
Merry Christmas, or, you know.
No, people are assholes.
And people will forcefully say Merry, like, Merry Christmas.
And I'll say... Go fuck yourself. I don't fucking care. People are assholes, and I'm so sick of it.
Or if you say happy holidays, like, happy holidays.
No, Merry Christmas.
Well, listen, I'm saying happy Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. So therefore, holidays.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything. Man, I fucking hate people. God damn it.
Because there's not, like, someone who's a Jewish guy or a non-Christian walking in. Merry Christmas. God, let's go.
We're leaving.
Merry Christmas.
How dare you?
They did have a, what do you call it? A menorah at Target I was going to buy.
Why?
I don't know.
You like candles?
I don't know, something to do.
I needed something to do, so I decided to go waste money.
Really? I am lighting the menorah.
That's still a waste of money. It's lighting a candle. You got candles at home?
Yeah.
Go light those.
Yeah, but, you know, I celebrate all religions.
Do you? Like literally, you celebrate?
Yeah, I like a good party, so, you know.
I mean, that is true. If you like to have a party, and you want to have people over...
Listen...
Come on over.
Young people do all the time. They get drunk on Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day. It has nothing to do with them, really.
You want to get drunk on Hanukkah? Is that what you're telling me?
8 days.
8 days of boozing.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's... Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
A new drink, a different drink every day. Well, like, I'll pick out 8 drinks.
And that's what you drink all day? Or you have one drink on that day?
Can you get off for... Like, Hanukkah's 8 days. You're not getting off from work all 8 days, right?
You know what? Yeah, what do Jewish people do? You probably... Shit. I guess not. You have to request off and use your own... time off days to get those days off, because like with my job we have a set amount of days that are off for the year, and like Thanksgiving and Christmas are a couple of those days. Like Easter we work, it's a normal work day. If you want off, you got to request off and use your own time. It's the same thing if I were Jewish and working there. If I want off for Hanukkah, I got to use my own days.
What about Arbor Day? Get that off?
No, we got Labor Day.
Yeah, you don't get any, like, you don't get any of those, like,
obscure days.
Yeah.
Like, Boxing Day.
No, Boxing Day is more like...
It's Canadian.
English and the Canadian, yeah.
Yeah.
It comes from England.
What if I'm a Canadian Englishman? I want Boxing
Day. I wish we celebrated that, because Day for Christmas is just, let's go see what kind of sales they got there.
Well, you can celebrate it if you want. Why
I don't
not?
Celebrate no anything. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, you just said it before. You celebrate every holiday. Are you going back on it?
Last year, I didn't have a tree up or anything. And I liked that. I was proud. Like, you know, this is cool. You walk in here, you don't even...
I celebrate every holiday. Doesn't even have a fucking tree.
This year I might... I'm going to try... I'm going to be like in the TV. I don't know. Try to have the best decorated house in the neighborhood.
Hey, wait. Are you going to have a tree up this year? Or no?
Perhaps.
Are you really thinking about it or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, you better. Or if you don't, you're one of those Halloween assholes, because for Halloween you had shit all up, you had pumpkins out, it like intricately carved, and you always complained about these assholes who were way too into Halloween. Meanwhile, the only holiday you really celebrated was Halloween, so put up that fucking tree.
Alright, first of all, I didn't dress up for Halloween.
It doesn't matter. I put you a still
couple
did
shit. I put a couple pumpkins out and...
And lights. And more than a couple. You had three.
First of all...
Couples two.
My girlfriend got that stuff and put it up mostly.
You're blaming her?
Eh.
You could have told her no. What, did she strong arm you? Did she wear the pants?
Tied me up.
She wears the pants in that relationship of yours?
I'm like, no, no, no.
Exactly. And she doesn't listen. Because you're a pussy. What? She said, no, in your home, you will be celebrating Halloween. My decision.
I'll tell you what, though. I was seeing all the cool ornaments they have out now. Like, you can get, like, Back to the Future and Ghostbusters.
I mean, pretty much any kind of ornament you want, I'm sure it
exists. But they're really expensive, I think.
Well, everything's fucking expensive.
So I made my own.
Assholes wanting money.
We should make a Hot Shot WizKids ornament.
We could. Oh, let's make something no one will buy. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, let's do that.
Listen, if you don't make it, they can't buy it.
Yeah, and if you make it, they won't buy it. So there you go.
I guess it's a Mexican standoff then.
And the thing is, we wouldn't even be able to afford to buy it. So it'll exist, technically, but
well,
no one will have it.
Speak for yourself. I happen to be rich. I told you this before.
Well, give me some money.
Listen, I didn't get rich by giving you money.
Oh, but did you try? Did you try it? Maybe you would get rich if you gave me money.
I have an investment idea for you.
Give me money.
Gonna give some money to Mark. Oh, what? It's an investment. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Listen, people play the stock market. They don't know. It's not a guarantee that they're gonna make a shitload of money. Now you're gonna try this.
Listen, he's gonna be really happy. He'll be easier to get along with now.
That is, I mean, I'm a difficult man to get along with. That is true. We all know that. Now, if you gave me all your money, maybe it'd still be a little different. I don't know.
Man, if you win the lottery, that first day must be fantastic.
Can you imagine how happy you'd be? And, okay, at some point, your problem... No, I mean, not the same problems you had, but other problems...
New set of problems.
Yeah. New problems in your life will arise.
You'll suddenly have a lot of family members who seem to have taken interest in you.
Yeah, well, listen, look, rich people have problems too. I understand that. But they have different problems than poor people. But there'll be a point, there'll be a period in your life where you have no fucking problems. Because all the problems we have now are poor people problems.
There'll be,
with that money, those problems are fucking gone. And you're going to have this window where, you know, before the rich people problems show up, you're fucking living the good life. There are no problems. Oh, my God. I can't even fucking imagine.
For at least a few months, things are just going to be... Now, how much of that's money? We make... We'll say we win $10 million in the lottery.
You get like seven, probably.
No, that's not what I was asking.
Oh, okay.
How quickly do we spend that, you think?
We've been through this before.
I know you think you could hold back, but I don't think you could.
I mean, listen.
Because if you could, you'd have money.
No, well, I mean, that's a small scale, and that's kind of different. As I've said before, we've gotten to the boat we are now by making bad decisions in our younger days, and we've been through, you know, things in our life, and we understand the value of money now. So, I mean, we would make smarter choices. That's my take on it, and I know you disagree. You think we're dumb pieces of shit who would just blow all the money we get and just be in the same boat we are now.
Well, you'd buy...
You think so little of us.
You're
Why?
Not...
Why?
How long before you spend some money?
All of it?
No.
And just be back where we are now?
Make a purchase.
Of course we'd make purchases right away. You have like fucking $10 million in the bank and you're not going to spend a cent? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
You'd be a crazy person.
First thing I'd do is I would personally call up all my bill collectors and tell them to fuck the fuck off.
Would you pay them, though?
Well, after I told him to fuck the fuck off.
I wouldn't even pay him. Fuck him. You were waiting on the money when I had nothing. You'll keep waiting. I'm not paying you.
It's true. I mean, you don't really need credit if you have $10 million in the bank.
I don't need a credit card. Fuck you.
That is true.
I might call them to yell at them. Oh my God. Hey, bill collector, I just won so much money. Still not paying you. How you like that?
Come at me. I guess they could sue you.
Yeah. So we'll go to court. Still not paying.
A high-powered lawyer.
We'll see.
A lot of work, though. Yeah, well, I would just, because...
Oh, you know what?
You literally don't need credit, because anything you need credit for, you could buy a house with cash, you could buy a car with cash.
Okay, this is what you do. You keep all your cash out of the banks. You keep actual paper money. And if they want to sue you, where are you finding my fucking money?
First of all,
are you going to fucking kick my ass and steal my wallet?
I know
it's a lot of money.
I don't know. You could get. All right, say we were saying.
Wait, little by little, you take money out of the bank.
Yeah, because I'm saying you can't get $10 million.
Yeah, I know
cash.
They don't even have that much money in a bank. It would be little by little. You take money out of the bank. That way, at some point, shit goes wrong, and the government's after you. There's no accounts to fucking freeze. I just have money. I think it's a good idea.
Are you paying taxes? I guess you're not making any income, so you don't really need to.
You know what's... I don't understand how that shit works. Let's say, okay, fine, you know, we're doing this lottery angle. You pay taxes on that the first time.
It's done.
Yeah, so you just never pay taxes again? Because I'm not earning any more money. I fucking quit my ass.
If you have it in the bank, there's interest.
No, I'm taking it little by little. I'm taking money out of the bank.
But if you put $10 million in the bank, you're going to earn a lot of interest even in a few months.
Yeah. Well, fine. I mean, let's say after a year, let's say over the course of the year, you take money out of the bank so that at the end of that year, you have no more money in the bank. It's all cash. There you go. No more taxes.
And then your house burns down. You're fucked.
I didn't tell you where I was keeping
it. Dude, that is the dumbest thing. You do not want to keep that much cash around. It's a liability.
Listen, I got plans. Don't worry.
You want insured place. You want to invest it.
Don't worry about it.
It's not going to work for you.
Cayman Islands, then. Fine. I'm not paying taxes on that either. That's what everyone else does.
You wouldn't even know how to do that.
I wouldn't. I find someone who does, and you have to pay them a fee.
And you know what happens? They steal all your money. Those guys are crooked.
I'll figure
something
out.
You always hear about athletes. Like, they're like,
yeah.
They get into
oh,
like,
well, they are stupid.
Yeah, it's my money, man. Like, really?
And it's not even crooked. It's not even like shady investors.
It is a lot of times.
Well, some of the time, it's just the regular money guy. I think they just come to the realization that who they're working for is so fucking dumb, they'll just sign anything and they'll be able to rip them off without any repercussions, and they just do.
Well, usually they're like, it's a buddy that's like, oh yeah, I took some accounting classes, so I'll be
your
money.
Yeah, listen, hell, you know what?
You and I took an accounting class.
Give me control of... Yeah, we did. Like, give me control of your money, I'll do some investments, and I won't rip you off. Meanwhile, I just ripped you off, sorry.
It's too bad we weren't good at that, because that would have been a good job to get.
Yeah, we took... What are we in there for, like, a couple weeks, a month, before we had to quit? Because, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Like, the quiz, it looked like Chinese. I'd be like, ah.
And the thing is, I mean, we always failed. We failed every quiz, pretty much. And we, like, I don't know, I don't remember what you did, but for me, I wasn't that off on the things, like we do columns of shit, but for me, I remember, like, one of my columns was just one over. So if it was shifted over, everything would have been right. And the guy could see that. It's like, listen, I almost got it. I would have had shit right. But they fucking fail you anyway.
Well, listen, your client's not going to be like, I almost got it right, sir. I mean, it was pretty close.
All
right. Close.
The thing is, it's fucking intro to accounting. So give me a fucking break.
Well, you got
to
start off somewhere.
And it was kind of bullshit because no one started off there. They all took accounting classes in high school. So they all kind of knew. It was intro to accounting, but they never gave us a fucking introduction. If we had an introduction, we would have picked it up and we would have been fine. We're bright guys. We would have figured it out.
I just remember that teacher had so much chalk all over
him. Yeah, it was funny.
It was like a cloud of chalk dust in the front. You couldn't even see the board.
He was kind of a rotund individual, so as he would turn around, his fat ass and back would rub against the chalkboard. So
and erase whatever he just wrote.
He would just constantly be covered in chalk dust.
Like, sir, the equation's gone. I don't know what's going on up there. Oh.
He was a nice guy, though. I liked him.
He tried helping us out.
Kind of.
I heard we stayed after class a couple times.
Yeah. We couldn't get it. Couldn't figure that shit out.
Ugh, math is always my fucking downfall.
It was funny. I was never really great at math. Like, you know, in the beginning, early stuff, fine.
2 plus 2, pretty easy.
Yeah. But, you know, as we got on in the later years of high school, more like junior, senior years... When we got into, like, hard shit.
Wait, don't you take 9th grade math in 12th grade?
No, that was you.
Oh.
You never moved on from the 9th grade.
Whatever the minimum was, that's what I took.
Yeah. No, but I was never really that good at it, but I kept on going on. senior year, I took, like, calculus, analytical geometry, and I don't know why. I was just...
Why would you analyze geometry?
I don't know.
Now look at the sides of this triangle. But notice how there's three.
It's not like I took all that shit because I was really good at math. I just took it because I knew people who were taking it, so I was like, well, I'm going to take the class too.
Friends?
Meanwhile, kind of. You know, listen.
Girls you liked?
Look, if I'm buddies with one guy, pretty much the entire school, if he's taking a fucking class, I'm taking it too.
That's how you got roped into taking accounting.
Yeah, you took it. It's like, well, all right, let's take that.
Yeah, but we dropped, at some point we said, eh.
Yeah, listen, I don't like failing shit.
I feel
shit.
Like now, a lot of this stuff, like, if I wouldn't take it now, I think I could...
You think you could pick it up? You're like, yeah, I'll figure it out.
I think it helps if you're not actually in school. You don't have to worry about grades. Like, I love to just go take...
Like, if you took one class, like, if you went and just paid for one class out of your pocket. Yeah, because there's no pressure.
It's like, I'm not
trying to get a degree.
It's like, are you taking the test? Like, no, I'm just here to learn.
You're learning for the sake of learning.
Because I'm not doing it for any credits. I'm not going for a degree, so I don't give a rat's ass. I'm just taking some classes.
Which is actually pretty noble. Which is, I would like that. If I were in that kind of position in my life where, you know, I'm not fucking struggling to survive, to put food on the table, and I could just take the time and I want to learn something, that would be pretty cool.
And you don't have to be admitted either, I don't think. You could be a non-matriculated student.
Yeah, you pay for the course.
You go to any college... You know,
actually, you just fucking walk in. Walk your ass in and learn.
I don't know about every college, but the college I went to...
They barely check shit.
Yeah, they never... You know, like, ID. Like, no, you just walk in, sit down. They wouldn't know the difference.
And even if the professor takes attendance, it's like, are you in this class? You say, no, but I'm trying to force my way in. You just bullshit.
Yeah, but they take attendance for people to see who's not there, not who's there. Like, and, is this guy who's on the class here?
I mean, even if they mention it at some point.
All right, who's actually taking this class legally? Raise your hand.
Illegal class taking. I'm going to get arrested. Shit. I can't go to prison.
Your Honor, this man, he took 7 classes and he never paid a cent. Did he get the degree? No, he wasn't going for a degree. He just wanted to learn.
Illegal learning. That's what I'm in for. They keep me in the same wing with as the murderers.
I should try that. Just go to college. The best time to do it would be like the first day, but then you don't learn anything because you're just getting the
Oh my
syllabus.
God, wait. Brand new scam. Fucking college chicks. Dude, let's go to fucking college. We don't have to sign up. We don't have to do shit. We just show up and go to class. You see a hot chick? Follow her into her fucking class. And now you're fucking...
Forget that.
You're fucking chatting up all the chicks. And you just hang out in a student union talking to chicks?
How about this? You take classes for people. If you go there from day one...
Okay. But why... How are you going to prove to this person... Let's say is this under the assumption that they're paying you to take their class?
Yeah, they're paying you like whatever. I don't know what the fee would be.
Let's just say $20 a class.
Well, more than that. Come on. I'm taking a class for you.
But wait.
$1,000 for the year,
okay,
for the semester.
Okay. How are you going to prove to them that you could actually fucking pass that class?
Well, you'd have your...
Oh, by the way, we fucking failed.
No, you
can give me my money?
In this scenario, we'd be actually good students.
Okay.
And
to not reality.
Although I was a pretty good student, but I mean, that was successful.
You in order to get paid, you'd have to fucking ace that shit.
Yeah.
You couldn't just like, barely passed.
No,
we got
I had 3.36 or something like that. That's pretty
no,
good.
No, but that's shit that you like, that you were interested in. This is stuff, you know, it could be anything.
Say you're a really smart guy. You go, here's my transcripts. I went to Harvard or whatever.
I'm really bright. I'm going to do the research. I'm going to listen. You're going to fucking pass. That's an awesome scam because no one would ever catch on. As long as you have this guy's social security number, because that's pretty much the only identification there is.
What do you need? You don't even need it. Every once in a while, there'd be a class. You know what? They don't even take IDs for exams.
They don't. They don't take IDs for anything. Every once in a while, maybe a security guy.
If it was a big class, really, like an exam or a bunch of... But usually when... You know what? You're
for the most part, that could be a really good business.
Because if you're there from day one, from the first day of class, no one's ever questioning it.
Yeah. Let's make... You know what? Sign up... Some dude signs up for his classes. He wants a certain kind of degree. for fucking 4 years. I go to college for the guy. By the end of that 4 years, he has a degree, transcripts to prove it, didn't do a goddamn thing, didn't lift a finger.
But how much do you charge? Because you're not going to get a ton unless you go find some rich guy who just
lazy. Yeah, rich guy. But let's base this in some kind of reality. Normal guy. Student loans. They're mine. You take out your student loans and listen.
And you got left over.
It's like you got to pay those student loans back. And, you know, hey, you're paying for education. You're getting the fucking degree at the end. You know, you're getting that job because you have that degree. But the cash, you fork it over. It's mine. I'm the one doing all the work. Does that sound fair?
And they could do the internship and get the actual, what you really need to get a job.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have plenty of time to go do it, too.
Yeah. Oh, you could do a shitload of interning. Because that's the thing. You know, interning is what you really should be doing. That's beneficial to you. But I don't have the fucking time because I have all these classes. And maybe I have to work my way through college,
too. I'm a hassle having to actually go to college.
Yeah. I have a job and
which
I have to go to school.
Which won't give me a job.
Exactly.
All right, can I have this job? No, you don't have experience. Yeah, but I was in college. That's what I... Nope.
Oh, this is awesome. Too bad we're not really good students.
Well, I'm pretty good.
I mean, I'm all right.
And well, maybe I wouldn't even know how to get clients.
If I worked really hard...
Like, I watched the show Shameless, and the guy in there does stuff like this. He'd take people's SATs for him and ace the SATs.
Bright guy, I guess.
Yeah, and then in the show, he's really smart.
I have a cousin who got perfect on the SATs.
Yeah, she could do it. Not anymore.
No, this was the old one where it's like the 1600.
Yeah, now it's like, what, 2300 or something?
23, 24, something like that. They added some extra shit, more writing, more essays. They
didn't take the SATs.
We know.
Smart. That's how smart I am.
I'm so smart, I'm dumb.
Listen, you took your SATs. I took my SATs. Look where we are today.
I've said it before. I've said it 100 times. How college doesn't mean a goddamn thing. You know, people in my job barely graduated high school. I got a college degree. We're in the same place. We're making the same money. It doesn't mean a fucking thing. There's guys who have better degrees than I had. Fucking, you know, have like masters. They don't even have a job. They can't find shit. I'm doing better than them.
You know what? We wouldn't even need
education.
If we could find clients for that scam, we wouldn't even need jobs.
That yeah, exactly.
Because you just go to school like 8 hours a day every you know.
The thing is,
you know what? You'd have so much work.
Yeah, holy shit. But it would be really hard to find the clients.
I guess you could pay some other people to do some work.
I don't know.
It depends how big the business is. Maybe we run it and we get a bunch of nerds who, you know, whatever. I don't know.
Out of work nerds.
Yeah. There's a lot of students. There's a lot of people out there looking for work. Like, all right, all I got to do is go back to school and do these classes. We'll pay
Actually,
you a fee.
You know what? That is a good idea. Divvy up the classes. Instead of one man, us, taking every single class, you have a legion of nerds.
Ah, legion of nerds is the name of our company.
Yes.
So find that domain.
And each individual nerd, you just take one. All you got to do is focus on one class. The bad part is, I'm thinking of one flaw, is that if you have classes where you have some of the same people, I know. You have sometimes when you're in school, you might have a girl that's in like two or three of your classes.
Oh, well, yeah, because
they say your name, John Smith, like, wait a second. John Smith, I'm in three of your classes, and that's not the same fucking
guy. Yeah, when I took class for my major, it'd always be the same group of
idiots. Yeah. So, unfortunately, that's a major flaw in this plan. Someone's going to
see. Would they notice?
You know what? You know.
They might not. Dude, if you're a different guy in every class. Sure, they say the name, but it's not going to register because it's like, because they never learned who you were in the first place. You're mostly going by like, oh, that girl looks familiar. I think she's in my other class. Then you learn a name, but if you see a different person, you'll never learn the name.
I don't know. You know what?
I'm telling you.
Wait, it would work better in a big school because in bigger schools, you know, I think that's more prevalent. Now in a smaller school, smaller class sizes.
I love when colleges the commercials like. And it's a small class with a.
I don't like that. I don't want to be noticed. I like big classes.
Yeah.
I want to blend in.
Being noticed is the worst possible thing.
I want to be able to fall asleep, which I've done that. I'm like fucking exhausted, and I'm just like, I just doze off.
Oh, dude.
And they put on slides or a fucking movie. I'm fucking out.
Oh, if the lights go out, I'm gone. But I mean, I perfected the head in hand And then college, you know, you usually won't get shit for that. Like, sometimes the teacher's an asshole.
Yeah, out. Sometimes they'll be mostly bent out of shape.
Most teachers just like, whatever.
They don't give a fuck. They're getting paid.
Yep.
That's how most people are.
Listen, if I was a professor, I'd go, all right, you don't have to be here. You don't have to take any tests. You don't have to do whatever. You can pass without doing any of that stuff. Good
for
you.
Or if you fail, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I got tenure. You could I'll flunk all your asses. Whatever.
I'll flunk all the hot chicks.
Oh, yeah, because I'm angry.
Yep. And any guys who's dating a hot chick.
Luckily, we'd pass.
I'd look
up... getting shit in college.
I'd look up all the guys, like, all right, look on Facebook, who's a girl? Yep, you're failing.
Unless,
you know.
You only see that in movies where the college professors are dating the students. I don't know how much that goes on in real life.
It goes on a lot.
You think?
It goes on in high school now.
Yeah. Except in high school, it's illegal. College, it's awesome because, I mean, it's improper. It's immoral. It might be against college policy, but you're not getting arrested.
That's a good idea.
That's my advice to all of you teachers out there who want to fuck your students. Fucking go back to school for a little bit and get a job at a college instead of a high school. That way, you know, you can still satisfy your needs without the worry of prison time. There you go. That's for you.
That's the tip of the day?
Yeah. It's actually really good. It's worth going to fucking jail to fuck one of your kids. Wait a few more years. They're a little older. You went to school. You got your degree. Now fuck all you want. We'll make more.
I'm going to test this theory. I'm going to send a 16-year-old your way and see what happens.
Am I a teacher? How are you going to test a theory? I'm not a teacher or a professor.
It doesn't matter. It's a underage girl, so she comes over.
Oh, like, wait. Oh, she comes over and she's all interested.
Yeah.
And now you're going to see if I'm going to wait the time or if I'm going to break down and fuck her.
Yep.
I think I win both ways. I'm fucking this chick either way, right?
Not really, because the police are around the corner, too.
Why do you want me in jail?
Listen,
why are you running your own
you're
sting?
You're a predator. I gotta get you off the goddamn streets. We can still do the show.
You're like a vigilante and you run your own stings?
Yeah, I'll just have to record it through the glass, that's all.
What glass?
You're in prison. And
oh, okay. It'll sound like shit. Like you have to put the recording device up against that phone that I have on the, you know, I have the phone on the other side of the glass.
Can I like hook up to the board or something there? I don't know.
I don't think it works that way. I don't know. I don't think they're going to look the same.
I bet you we get tons of listeners because like, hey.
The prison podcast.
Do you hear about this podcast where this guy talks to his friend who's in prison?
That is a nice gimmick. I think that would, be a nice hook.
So, did you get shanked this week? Nope.
Yep. I'll show you my scars. I was able to beat off the rapist today, so that's pretty
good. I always wonder, and I don't want to find out for sure, but if I got sent to prison tomorrow, like, would I get my ass beat, or would it just be like, you know?
You hear different stories. You know, you hear about sometimes that, you know, some guys have a really rough time, and the fucking fighting, and this and that. Or in other times you hear, like, listen, I kept my head down, I did my time, I did my work, I got out. I think it's the kind of prison. I mean, there's different grades, you know, maybe maximum security, more violent offenders. I think if you're a more middle-of-the-road prison, you know, not everyone's a fucking axe murderer.
Prison. I hear women's prisons are even worse than men's prisons.
Yeah, well, somehow I think if you manage to be a man in a women's prison, you'll do all right. Now, if you're a woman in a women's prison...
I don't know, have you seen some of those women in the women's prison?
Yeah, but they want to fuck.
They want to fight.
Yeah, they want to fight, but they want to fuck more. If somehow they admitted a man there, you'd do okay.
I don't know. They're probably pretty... A lot of them, you know, came from abusive situations. They probably...
Take it out on you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure if you know this, but men are way stronger than women. Even big women, they might be even.
Not when 30 of them crowd around you in the shower.
I don't think they're going to let you in the shower. I think it's unlikely enough that they're going to let you be a prisoner in a woman's prison. They're sure as hell not going to let you get in a group shower with them.
Yeah, it's like a Rob Schneider movie. You just dressed up as a girl.
Oh, dude.
Hello.
No. How about we make a... Would it be a comedy? But a movie where there's some legal loophole and you're sent to a woman's prison, and they can't do anything about it. It's perfectly legal. There was a loophole, and they're trying to fight it, but in the meantime, you're there in the women's prison. And you're fucking, you're banging your cellmate. I think it'd be good.
I think it's better if you dress up as a girl.
That's not as believable or believable at all.
You did it because you're afraid of the man in prison.
Okay, you can dress all you want.
You're a mob informant.
Okay, that's fine. But you understand, it doesn't matter your costume. Once you get to prison, you're fucking stripped down. They search orifices. You can't talk. You can't jam your cock inside of you.
No, certain guards know. You know, certain higher uppers know that you're a guy.
And why are they going along with this?
I told you, I was a mob informant. The mobsters are in the male prison. They don't know where. They're looking for me. They're like, where is that guy? I don't know. Meanwhile, I'm with all the ladies. All
right. My idea is way better. Sorry.
What idea was that?
Legal loophole. Stupid. Way better than fucking wearing a wig.
Legal loophole. What loophole? There'd be like,
it's a fucking movie, asshole.
And you're getting sent to a penitentiary where women are. Why? Loophole. I don't know.
No, it's a legal loophole, and your lawyer is able to exploit it to give you a better deal.
I don't know. That seems
and the only and if they want to fight it, they can get you out of prison. You're a free man, so you're either a free man or you're in the women's prison.
I don't even know if the prosecutor would care where you go.
Of course they'd care. They don't want you having an easy time of it.
Why would you think it's even? Dude, you're going to be outnumbered. There's going to be a lot of angry women with a lot of testosterone in their
system.
You're
under the premise that the women want to kick your ass.
They do.
All right.
Well, you know what? They have those women in prison websites. Let's go do an impromptu survey.
If there was a man there, would you want to have sex with him or beat his ass? We should do that.
Yeah.
I think the majority would want to have sex. Listen, women have needs too.
I say 50-50 at best. All right, probably more like 30.
Oh, more in your favor, right?
Yeah.
Because of course you're right. So whatever the odds are, it's not 50-50. We're not both right. Let's shift the odds more in your favor. Okay, that makes more sense.
You come the odds maker. Of course I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
Believe that.
You're the believer, whatever the odds are, you're right.
I believe that over 70% would want to beat the guy.
Okay, yeah. All right, hotshotwhiskers.com. Do your own service.
No, we're still arguing here, damn it.
We're done. You're done. We're done. We're breaking up. Hotshotwiskids.com. Full soads, mini soads. Week isn't over yet. There's more tomorrow. Shut up and watch the movie this weekend. Look forward to that.
I know what I'd do tomorrow if we weren't on.
I know. Everyone feels that way. Hotshotwiskids.com. Send us messages. That's a Gmail.